Hi, friends, and thanks for tuning in to the Christian Science Daily Lift. From Glen Burnie, Maryland, today we have Virginia Gatherings.
One morning not long ago, I woke up thinking about the story of Noah and the Ark from the Bible. I remembered not only his obedience, but also the safety of the Ark and its cargo floating above a catastrophic flood. And then I thought of Jesus walking across the midnight waves and reaching out to lift up his disciple Peter, sinking deep in them. In one of her writings, Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science, explained, "Jesus taught us to walk over, not into or with, the currents of matter or mortal mind." To me, this means a higher spiritual law is lifting us above the overwhelming physical conditions we may feel we are sinking into. During the current pandemic, where mandated rules of hygiene can generate more a feeling of fear than of safety, where is our ark of refuge? I've found that just as Noah and Jesus turned to God, I could also gain a sense of God's power and presence to overcome all that we are facing. It requires a change in consciousness to a spiritual sense of life, in which the whole universe is created and fully governed by God and includes us. This new concept leads to the understanding that our true identity as God's reflected image and likeness is spiritual, beyond the reach of fear and illness. Our ark is the knowledge that, as the Bible says, we live, move, and have our being in God, who is spirit, not in unintelligent matter. And this understanding leads to health and the necessary practical steps that comfort those around us. When we are willing to listen and wait on God, the timing to return to more normal lives will be safe and right for everyone. We will recognize the perennial promise God first made to Noah, that each one of us is forever secure in his care, inseparable from divine wisdom, and at peace. No longer inundated by angry waves of doubt and fear, we can walk forth fearless and free.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.